that rocks.
Well, hey, doggy. Yeehaw.
He up. Overalls and no shirt.
Looking good.
Probably don't have any underwear on. Honestly, I should ask you this every day. Are you wearing underwear today, bro?
No, hell no, man. I got my I got my swim trunks / shorts on, and they're nice. Perfect. You don't need underwear with these. It's like wearing silk boxers all the time. It's great. It's great.
I hope you wash your jeans and shorts and.
It actually worked out. So I do. Pretty much all the shorts that I have are basically swim trunks. They're I don't know how they word them, but like they're material.
It's that breathable material.
Right? Dual purpose. I could literally jump in the lake right now with these on and be dry in 5 minutes after getting out. That's what they are because, you know, God forbid I wear actual shorts. But it worked out, though. On our trip back from Missouri, I was eating a delicious spicy chicken sandwich, and some of the sauce dripped on my shorts. And Kiki had a good laugh because luckily this is easy material to clean. And she's like, thank God you're wearing your swim trunks, I guess. I never thought I'd say that. I'm like, yeah, I told you. I told you.
See?
Yeah, it works out.
You know, why did it take them so long to figure out that let's just make swim shorts that look like regular shorts?
I don't know, but I love it, man. I love it.
Me too.
I'm always ready for the beach, man. Always ready to play some sand volleyball on the beach. Anyway,
there you go.
We got to keep removing here. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? This one took place in Germany. Maybe our buddy Frank over in Germany. Could shed some light on this. Maybe it's close to him. I know he said he's from Dusseldorf, which is his hometown. I don't know. Dusseldorf. Sorry, Frank.
Sorry.
This one is from Bad Soden, Saalmünster, Germany. So a guy in his 20s robbed a bank in this town on Tuesday. He pulled out a gun, demanded money, and took off with a bag of cash, or Deutschmarks, as they say in Germany, right?
Classic robbery.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing, though. This is how the guy has kind of gotten away with it. Cops asked the bank staff, like, hey, could you describe the guy? Well, they couldn't because they were too distracted by his colorful 80s-style tie. The police say, quote, he did it very cleverly. Everyone focused on the ugly tie and didn't pay attention to his face.
Wow.
I want to know what this tie looked like, man. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a very good idea, though. You know, distractions.
He's still out there. Police don't have any leads except for the fact that this guy had an awful, ugly tie on. That's it.
Wasn't our old news guy? He used to wear funny ties.
I mean, I feel like now I could just, like, go over to Goodwill, go to the tie section, just find, like, the ugliest tie. I'll be the greatest bank robber ever.
I call him Ghost Face.
Nobody knows
what his face looks like, but they know he's got a goofy tie.
But see, now here's the thing, though, is that this is only, like, you'd have to wear the tie and then throw it out. It's not like you could then just bring this tie back out in circulation. You're like, a month later, you could be at, like, some, I don't know, christening or some family get-together, and you're wearing this big tie.
That's the guy.
That's him. There he is, the ugly tie bandit. Yeah, that's how they're going to get you. So it's like a one-time deal. Maybe this guy's just got a closet. He's got a drawer full of ugly ties, and that's how he gets away with all these bank robberies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's not the sticky bandit. He's not the wet bandit. No. He's the
ugly tie bandit. That works. Well, Frank, if you're listening, keep an eye out for a guy in an ugly tie. You could be a hero, and then we'll get credit as well.
Get him!
It's him! Grab the tie. Don't let him get away. Anyway. All right. There you go. That's your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.